Teresa, how's it going?
Good, Manny, and
you? It's been so long. It's been like years.
How are you keeping?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited about this show. Last show was really good. It was, we had such a cross difference between what was going on there. I liked all the callers there and what they were sharing, which is really good. So I think we're doing a good thing. We're educating people and we're letting people know where they can find little bits of happiness here and there in their lives.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's what where the individual stories are great, because everybody has their own version of life, right? Where we all have the stuff that we're going through, all of us, right? But how do we still find happiness in all of that? And so we hope that through the individual stories, that something will resonate with, you know, one of you because of, you know, something that you're going through, or there's a commonality, or, you know, it touches you in a certain way, that, you know, the variety of guests that we have on and their different backgrounds and realizations and learnings that they've had will somehow connect with people, you know, on their individual level.
I think it is. I totally think it is. And I think there's a lot more common than not. I think a lot of people realize that they're not alone, even though that they're going through their own situations in their lives. And they may feel, myself included, that you're all by yourself, but you're not. You know, it's not saying that what they did work for them will work for you. But if you can get some insight from what you've shared, Teresa, on the show, and what our guests have shared, which I'm totally appreciative of what they've shared. They've shared so much. They've opened up a lot more than I ever thought that they would, because it's not the easiest to share this way. How many shows now we've done? Six? Seven?
I think this is our seventh.
This is our seventh or sixth? I don't know. Something like that. So, and we've had two or three guests on each show, which is great. And now it's just starting to build up quite a bit of library of people and their experiences of what they've gone through. And human beings, we go through the same things. We just go through the same things.
At different times.
Yeah.
I agree. There's all those, and the different low points too, right? That one of our guests on the last show shared how it was a death, right? So it could be a death, a loss, an accident, an illness, those crossroad moments that make us take a step back and reevaluate our life. COVID was that. So it's important that when those moments happen, that we go inward instead of going outward. And we start, you know, for me, was the milestone of turning 40 that had me taking a step back and reevaluating and asking some important questions of my life, which was, am I happy? Am I happy living the life I am living? Can I imagine living the same life for the next 40 years? Is this all there is to life? Which is what one of our guests shared. Is this all there, that you get up, you go to work, you come home, eat, sleep, repeat over and over? That many of us are living on autopilot, just going through life with life happening to us instead of us doing life consciously and present in every moment.
Why is it a milestone of 40, 50, 60, 100 years ago, you wouldn't be living like, you know, life expectancy? I think that we take our time for granted quite a bit these days. We don't realize it. And you know what? Daniel mentioned it. You know, he mentioned that we really don't know how much longer we're going to be here for. So like, wake up and cherish the one day that you have today. Simple as that. So I don't think you, hopefully the younger listeners, and it's unfortunate because I went through that as well too, where it's like you wake up, and I remember in my 20s, you start questioning, okay, well, where am I going to head? Where am I going to go? What's going to experience, right? So it's, but then you go through life, and I think in your 20s, you become extremely reactive and then you react poorly. You know, you make really bad decisions. You know what I mean? Like, something could happen in your life. I'm not saying an extreme. I'm just saying generally in life, it could be a failed relationship. It could be a failed friendship. And you just react poorly, where you let your ego get the best of yourself. And all of a sudden, you just dismiss for the sake of the ego. And now all of a sudden, I haven't spoken to that person in a decade. And then a decade turns into two decades. And then you're like, you're the one that lost out, man. Like, you should be telling yourself that you're the one that lost out, because your ego was telling you just to be a dick about this. So I don't like, and it's true, a lot of people, myself included, it's like the turning the 40 milestone, turning the 50 milestone. But you should be grateful that you're here at 40, because a lot of people are not here at 40 and 50 and so on and so on. So I think that the point is, whatever age you are, wake up and do something about the day. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of the day. Because, I mean, we've had an amazing summer. A lot of people are not even seeing the summer, you know. And so, or a lot of people are going through some really serious hardships this summer. Mm. It's all perspective, like Daniel mentioned. Mm-hmm. So it's really educating to hear that come from him, where I think that's as extreme as it can get, you know.
Mm-hmm, for sure. What happened to him in our last show? Yeah, we invite you to check that out. Life is always showing us more about ourselves. So when you said, oh, in your 20s, we're so reactive. But life is always showing us more about ourselves with where we're at in that moment, right? So looking back, we can say, oh, yeah, you know, it seemed like we were very reactive, but we didn't feel like that when we were in the moment at that time. So if we always look at life as an opportunity for it to show us more about who we are at any moment. So sometimes, you know, when we look back and is it like hindsight is 2020? Yeah. Like it's easy for us to say, oh yeah, you know, things were good back then and I didn't appreciate it. Or, oh yeah, I was such a dick back then and I didn't realize it. Like it's okay for us always to do that because now we have so much clarity, but we only have so much clarity as to like where we are now, right? So knowing that we're always doing the best that we can in any moment with what we have at that time, right? So recognizing that and to say, okay, fine, but what did I learn from that experience that brought me to like where I am today? And knowing that every day, this is how I live my life every day, is that how does what I learned today about myself enhance like who I am, and how can I use that information to propel me towards the goals and aspirations that I have for myself, like the things that are on my heart to do that we talked about on the last show. How does like what I was able to learn about myself today? And unfortunately, a lot of times we learn through hardship and adversity and challenge. I hate that. I wish we didn't have to learn through that, but it seems like it hurts, right? Those learning moments really hurt. And it's that we should take away and say, okay, well, what do I learn from this experience? Like whether it was, you know, you drank too much and you were so sick. It's like with my kids, it's like, okay, that's fine. You did that. But what did you learn from it? Please learn that you need to drink more water and you need to have food in your stomach before you decide to drink. Right. So yeah, we are going to do dumb things. Yeah, things are going to happen. But what do we learn about ourselves? What did that situation show us? So I learned when I was younger that I have a weak stomach. Like I'm one or two drinks and I can't drink very much more than that because I don't. So I learned, right? Because then you're sick. So it's like, okay, I can't drink that much. Like you, this is the whole thing. It's about learning even through the crap. Well, what did you learn about yourself and how do you use that information again to guide you? And I think with the last guest that we had on the last show about the astrology is that, you know, that's a tool that there's lots of different ways that we're going to discover more about ourselves. If you feel inclined to maybe learn a little bit more about yourself, you know, through your birthday and stuff like that, that's one way that you can do that. But I think, you know, just as she was called in that direction to do that work, I think that, again, what's on our heart to do, the path and purpose for us will find us. Just as she was, you know, she's like, oh, I was looking on the internet and this really seemed to like catch my eye. I think that the universe provides us those signs and symbols that guide us in the direction that we're supposed to go in. And we just have to be open and receptive that to say the work that I do is not the work that other people do. Yeah. And I appreciate everybody's work because I'm like, thank God that you're a border person and you do landscaping and you do like, thank goodness that everybody's doing the work that they're doing. Otherwise, this planet wouldn't move forward. But I think that what we're supposed to do, so Rumi said, what you're seeking is also seeking you.
Yeah.
So it's going to find you one way or another. It's going to find you. And just, you know, to pick up on something else that you said about like divine timing, you were saying in the other show that, you know, I think, you know, and I don't know if I've shared this on this show, but I feel like there's an invisible spider web that is connecting all of us in this spider web. We just can't see the web, mm-hmm. right? And that in the right divine timing, those connections come forward, as you said, we probably did. And now we've come together at this time to do this work together. And so I think that that's true. So I think that in the right timing for you, what is supposed to find you on your path will find you. That, you know, you just have to be open to the signs and signals.
I totally believe that. I got off of Wi-Fi. Now it's ringing.
Benny?
Pat.
There you go. I'm in a better spot.
Okay, you can hear me okay?
I'm just trying to get you off my Bluetooth, though.
Okay. See, I got off of Wi-Fi. I got away from SOS, and now I'm on light with one bar.
Benny, can you hear me now?
I can totally hear you if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Pat, how's everything, man?
Not bad, you?
I'm good. I want to introduce you to my co-host on this show, Teresa. She's on the other side of the table where you guys normally sit.
Hi.
Hey, Teresa. How's it going?
Great. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, no problem.
I know you got a busy day. I know it's a service day for you, and you enjoy service days.
Well, actually, when you were trying to call me earlier, I was working on the escarpment. I was working over at a house on the escarpment, and I just happened to be, like, leaving the job.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody know that if you're on the escarpment and you have Rogers, well, Rogers doesn't work anywhere, basically.
Well, thank you for making the time. We won't keep you too long, but I just wanted to connect with you because Teresa and I have been doing this show called Building Joy under the TCL banner. And it's just talking about what little things that you do that create happiness in your life and what you're appreciating as you get older, I guess, and as you start experiencing different moments in life and what we can share to younger people or anybody else that's listening on the show. So that's what this show is all about. Is there anything that you can share with us? I know that you would love going because your daughter, right, with the horses.
Yeah. So, like, it used to be when you get me about 10, 15 years ago, I was very focused on my company. I was very focused on, and I pissed off a lot of my family because I chose my company a lot over my family. I missed my kids growing up a lot. But you get me today, I gotta be honest with you, man. I'm a dad first, and I used to say I was always an electrician first. Now I'm a dad first, you know. And the company comes, like, whatever. It's work is work. It's whenever it comes. But there's certain things I enjoy more than I enjoy going to work now, like hanging out with my daughter. I she shows horses, and you know, go hang out with her. My other daughter likes to go hiking, so if she wants to go for a hike, we'll go for a hike. But you know, and I try to focus on my health a lot. You know, all my extracurricular stuff is, like, I play squash, I go rock climbing, you know, just try to, like, not kill myself.
When did you decide to make that change where work became second or third or fourth or even down the line versus family? When did you decide on that?
You're going to laugh when I tell you when.
No.
I was on that Generator podcast.
Really?
Yeah, when you were talking about, you actually mentioned something about Carl said something on that podcast, and you said, if you re-listen to that, you said you can't have too much family, like too much work-life balance. You can't have too much family in that part. Right?
I said something along the lines about you can't let your construction life overtake your family life.
Yeah, and it was just like, when you said that, I was sitting there, and I was just like, if you actually watch me on the podcast, you can see I could think that I was thinking a lot there. And I was just like, that's true. That's true. Like, yeah, there's jobs. Jobs are like, if young guys actually going through the trade, like, they think that the work will stop if they don't pick up the phone. Yeah. I'm like, dude, there is a fucking long line of lazy people that will want you to do something for you, for them.
It's true.
And I'm like, they will not stop calling you. So don't worry about that. But you know what? You cannot, like, time is so linear. You can't back, you can't take back, like, you won't get back that 5-year-old, like, when your kid's 5 years old and they need you to, like, teach them how to ride a bike or something like that. You won't get that back.
No.
100% you won't get that back.
No.
So if you're at a job, you're choosing on a job over all that, you know, and you know what? Sadly, I did. So
good for you.
But I'm trying to make up. I'll be honest, I'm trying to make up for it now.
Are you getting flack from the work side?
My company's my. I've felt it in my company. Like I'm not as busy as I once used to be. I'll be honest with you. Like, but I think I've orchestrated that more myself. You know, that was more. That's more so. Like, I'm not going after those bigger jobs anymore. So I really don't care about them.
But the trade-off is you're spending more time with your family.
I'm a lot happier. Yeah. I'm a lot happier now than I've ever been.
Really?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. I'm healthier now. I've done, and I think we've messaged a couple times about, like I've asked you a couple things what you've said on the show about. Mm-hmm. Like, you've done this ginger shots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've messaged you. I've like, researched a lot of stuff about, like, you know, I've just even noticed that I've had, like, a vitamin deficiency going through the trade. And I've upped all my vitamin intake. I just feel a lot healthier. I feel a lot happier. You know, it's just, I'm better now than I ever, like, I feel better now than I ever been. And it's just like, I just don't focus on the work. So, and I would tell anybody, like, try to focus on something that's not money driven.
Mm-hmm.
People that focus on work a lot try to tend to think, well, because I'm working a lot, I'm going to get X amount of dollars and I could buy this and buy that. And that'll make me happy. I'm like, you can try that, and it'll make you happy at stage that you're at, but you're always going to have to go after that next thing, you know?
I agree with you 100%.
But, like, when you when I focus on, like, just hanging out I don't even have to be anything for them. I just have to be there with them, hanging out with them. Like, if I go to, like, I just took a week off, and I was in Carp, Ontario at my daughter's horse show.
Yeah.
And just, like, hanging out with her, being there. You know, sometimes she's, like, off doing her own thing at the show. And sometimes, you know, we hang out together. It's just, like, but it's just the fact that I'm there. Is I'm hoping that one day she remembers that, and I will. I know I will.
Feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders? You're not alone. Working in the trades can be tough, long hours, physical demands, and the constant pressure can take a toll on your mental and emotional well-being. It's time to invest in you. Steps to Happiness Coaching offers personalized support to help you manage stress and improve work-life balance, build resilience and overcome challenges, enhance your relationships on and off the job site, and find purpose and satisfaction in your work. Life coach Teresa Greco understands the unique pressures of your world. You'll learn practical tools and strategies to unlock your inner joy. Let her help you build a stronger, happier you. So don't let stress hold you back. Schedule a free consultation today. You deserve to be happy because life is too short to be anything but. Check out Steps to Happiness Coaching at teresagreco.ca or email Teresa at stepstotruehappiness@gmail.com or connect with her on IG at Teresa Greco _steps to happiness or Facebook Steps to Happiness with Teresa Greco. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. Totally she will. And I also thought it was kind of funny that you were sharing a post where, was it a trailer? Someone's plug or some generator?
Oh, yeah. Like, usually when I'm at these shows too, a lot of people know that I'm an electrician, and it's like, there was one guy's trailer. It was like, it was his plug was shorting out, so I helped him fix that. And then I just help people fix stuff on their trailers, and I do that more so because I'm kind of hoping my daughter's name gets around that way, around the circuit, and, you know, it helps her out.
Yeah.
But I don't, be honest with you, when I'm doing stuff at the shows, I'm usually doing it for free anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just there to help them. So
I wanted to ask you when you're there and you're spending time with your family now, are you totally present, like, in that moment, or are you there, like, distracted with your phone and thinking about, like, the work that you have to do or what you have to do, like, upcoming? Or are you enjoying the present moment when you are having fun?
Like I said, you asked me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that answer would have been no. I'm on my phone, guaranteed. I'm on my phone. And but now, like, when I was in CARP, I totally forgot I had a company. Like, when I go, like, even yesterday, I got off work yesterday early, so I drove up, met up with my buddy, we went rock climbing for a bit. When I'm on the wall, I totally forgot that my phone stays off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I don't care, like, I
And how important there. How important is that?
Oh, I that's what I think that's what I like. I enjoy that part of it, you know. Like, yeah, like I don't mind being at like during the day. I don't mind being at work, but there's comes a point where it's just like. And I used to carry a lot of this shit home, and I used to like, you know, and it used to like carry into the night because me and my wife work together. We've worked together now for I think like 23 years.
Okay.
And we used to carry a lot of this stuff home. Now, no, it's just like after like 4 o'clock, I'm done. Like, I'm done. I'm not answering. I'm not. And I used to advertise 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And no, like, no, you can call somebody else now.
Yeah.
And you might think people might hear this. And if customers heard me talk like this, you might think, oh, this guy's being a dick. Like, he doesn't want. It's like, no, I spent years going out after hours. Years I spent doing this. And I'm like, I'm just done. I'm done doing that.
Mm-hmm. And usually, sometimes we were talking about those crossroad moments in our life that cause us to take a step back and reevaluate. And often those crossroads have happened because shit's accumulating.
Yeah.
Right. And then sometimes it's an illness. Sometimes it's a death. Sometimes it's an accident. Sometimes it's a loss. Sometimes lots of different things. And you shared that, you know, maybe it was just that time on the show. But I think Manny probably said something that struck a chord with you because things were already like accumulating. They were already mounting to a certain point. And then he said that and you're like, oh, I'm going to swear again now. Just like, fuck it.
You can swear all the time.
I need to make a change. I need to make a change.
Oh, you swear as much as you want.
And so would you say that was kind of it, that things had been mounting prior to him saying that made you say, you know what, I need to do something?
Yeah, it was just like, even like my kids have this running joke sometimes, like if I say something about like work or whatever, they start mocking me and be like, yeah, I work all the time, gotta grind. You know what I mean? And I'm like, this is how I'm thought about?
Yeah.
Literally how they think about me, you know? And it's just like, I don't know. I just never want it to be thought of just as, you know, I want them to know that I've worked hard for them. And I want them to, I would hope that they know that I didn't do it for me. I did it for them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want them to think like, I don't want, you know, when they're 30, them to look back. Yeah. My dad was never around. I don't want them to say that.
Yeah.
You know,
what's the impression they make right now? What are they doing if they're not doing that you're working all the time?
What do you, what?
No, that? No. What are they doing? How are they mocking you? What are they saying now? Dad's always around now. Dad's always hanging out.
But so they know that I still work. Like when I go to work, I'm still like I'm still at work quite a bit. I just don't work weekends and I don't work evenings.
Nice.
You know, like I get to hang out with them sometimes. Like I got one daughter in Europe right now, so she's not around, but I got, you know, I mean, I got my other two kids, you know.
I want to also ask how these changes have affected your relationship with your spouse too.
I'll be honest with you, like, because I wonder that. So, because when it comes down to it, my wife is more of the administrative side, the financial side. Like, she does all the financials of the company. And I kind of wonder sometimes, we've never really talked about it. Like, if we're better off now, but we have less coming in, but we're better off because we're happier, or sometimes I think she feels less secure because if we've had years of X amount of dollars coming in this month and in this month and this month, and she could always depend on that, all of a sudden, because I'm not working those evenings and those weekends, we've lost that revenue. That security's gone away.
But what have you gained in return?
Well, that's why I haven't even talked to her about it.
Mm.
Because I think sometimes we have to weigh, you know, what is, I believe that at the core of everything we do, we just want to be happy. Right? If you say, why do you want the big house? Why do you want the family? Why do you want the you know, big company. Why do you want? Why do you want? And when you drill down, 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 you get to, well, I just want to be happy. And we believe that in the having of things that we want, that we'll be happy. And so I feel like we get to a point that we weigh, you know, our happiness with our struggles, with our sacrifices that we're making to achieve that happiness. And yeah. So if you had to weigh, like, you know, your happiness and, you know, that's security, which would be more important for you? Like, after your needs are met, right? After our basic needs are met, like, you know, you have food, you have shelter, like all these things. But after that, what's more important?
I guess because I'm a trades guy, I've never really cared about security. And any trades guy out there that knows his worth, he probably does. They probably don't care about the security in life.
No,
because I could always trade off my skill. I could always trade off my skill to get what I want at any given day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. Anybody that can produce something with their hands, I'm pretty sure is in the same boat as me.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I've never been money oriented, like driven. I've never been money oriented. It was always, when it come down to it, it was always about being the guy that everybody goes to. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be that guy that everybody calls. If you had a problem at 10 o'clock in the middle of the night, I wanted to be that guy that you call. But then I realized, I'm like, yeah, I am that guy. But at the same time, I'm like, everybody's always going to, there's people out there that will use you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care about, they don't care about you, but you're still helping them all the time, and they won't care about you. But then I'm like, that's always taken away from where I should be.
Yeah.
You know, like if I'm at 9 o'clock at night, I could be hanging out with my wife doing something, but no, I'm out here helping this guy, and all he's going to give me later on, he's probably going to give me, you know, he might pay his bill, but he might be like, oh, wow, this is a little bit much. But right, he might give me some flack for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's...
No, thank you for that. And I remember having a similar conversation with my husband, because he's also a tradesman, where same thing, 10 o'clock at night, he's like, I need to go. And his eyes, you know, he had these eggs underneath his eyes because he had been up since 5 in the morning. He's like, I got to go because so-and-so needs me to. And I'm like, it's 10 o'clock. Like, so-and-so needs you. I said, if you end up in the hospital, and I hope this now strikes a chord with people listening. If you end up in the hospital, that guy is not going to be by your bedside. It's going to be me and the kids by your bedside. If something happens to you, hoping that you make it through, and that guy, guess what he's going to do? He's going to call someone else to do the job, yeah, because he just needs you to go and do like whatever it is that he needs you to do. And we're here like loving you and wanting, you know, your health and your benefit. And you keep sacrificing us so that you could be that guy for that person, and look at you, look at the condition that you're in. And that conversation was like, I would say, one of those pivotal moments for him, which was like, where I could just see him like looking at me, and he then made the call and said, I'll come tomorrow. But he was going to go out and do that. And I was like, there needs to be some kind of line here.
You still there, Pat? Hello?
Yeah, I just...
Oh, sorry.
It got choppy there for a second.
Sorry about that. No.
Just the last second there, it got choppy.
Yeah, no, I said that there needs to be some kind of line between recognizing, you know, who's really there for you and who just is, yep, using you, as you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
And we just, sorry, go ahead.
I'll be honest with you, I think a lot of this comes of age.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I'm hopeful that the younger generation will see the value in this and not get consumed by just the work, right?
Yeah,
it's hard. I know.
If anybody's listening to, like, take it from, I'm 45 now.
Yeah.
And you get me, when I was 25, like, I was so I was so ambitious going through my career. And you know what, man? You know that yourself. When you're young, you're super ambitious.
I know.
You know, and you want so much, and it was just like, I got, like, and I remember on that generator podcast, you were asking me one time, like, about, like, what I charge and stuff, what we charge and stuff like that. And you're like, well, is it enough? I think it's too low. And I'm like, I've gotten everything that I've ever wanted and more. And I've always done, like, the vacation. Like, we've gone to, like, Hawaii, Scotland. We've, like, done vacations in Texas. We've done this and that. We've got a got horses. And it was just, like, I always got whatever I want, like, whatever I wanted. I always had, like, a very good drive and ambition to get there. And I always got there. But I'm, like, none of it really, when I looked back on it, and I could stand on my property and look at it. I got a nice property. I'm like, none of that matters to me. It didn't mean nothing because it didn't have that stuff, that the car that you're going for, the vacation you're going, that doesn't have a human connection. That vacation will help you if you're going with your family or you're going with a friend that you enjoy to be with. Unless you have that human connection that we're all designed to have,
yeah.
You will not be happy. You can go get a Ferrari and all that shit, but I guarantee you that Ferrari is going to last. That feelings when you're alone in that thing, that's going to last you like about 1 minute, and then you're going to feel really sad.
You got a Ferrari, Pat. You got a horse. Yes, you do. I know that I gotta let you go, and I really appreciate Pat honestly sneaking us in the day there, and I know you're busy, right? So it's always good to chat, and I love DMing and talking to you and just your wealth of knowledge as well too, right? So I appreciate the time, man.
Oh, no problem, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope something I said helps somebody.
It will. I know it will. Oh, I guarantee sure. You. So come back anytime. And you know what? Bring the horse, man. I totally would love to put a horse in the studio. No. Enjoy the rest of the day, Pat. I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much, man.
All right. Thanks, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.